Gemara Shabbat dedicated by Benjamin Stavrash, Lirfuat Shelema, Kol HaCholim, especially La'atzor HaMagefa, when the corona, En LaRefana LeKol Chole Amo Yisrael. Today's daf is dedicated by Anonymous, in honor of the rabbi and his Torah small. Thank you for the Torah we've been learning. May Hashem bless him with all the blessings of the Torah. Amen.
Amen.
We begin today's daf on He Amud Bet. And we are 5 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Hamotzi mehanut lefelatia derech satyo hayav. Okay, we have 3 terminologies here. We have a hanut, we have a pelatia, and we have satyo. And there's a transfer between these domains. So let's get each domain clearly. Hanut is a reshut yachid. That would be like a store. Pelatia is the Gemara's way of saying a public domain, a wide street, which is the reshut harabim. Usually the width we're talking about is 16 amot. Derech satyo. You're not going directly from the hanut to the reshut harabim. You're going through a satyo. What is that? Makom etztaba'ot sheyosvim sochadim. In the olden days, in front of the storefronts, they would have these blocks, like, where they would sit on. And that's where they used to put their merchandise in front of them and sell it. Almost like the shuk. So they have these, you know, etztaba'ot, these blocks, these benches, so to speak. So it says over here that makom etztaba'ot sheyosvim sochadim, the merchants, v'shem Karmelit Aleha. Right. This is a new domain. It's called the Karmelit, which we'll learn on Vav. It's not a Reshut Arabim because obviously they can't pass through it. It doesn't have the size of a Reshut Yahid either. So it's like a middle zone. It's a rabbinical zone. It's called Karmelit. So now we go back to the case. He's taking from the Hanut. And he's taking going to the Reshut Arabim. He just passes through, doesn't stop. He passes through the Karmelit, the Satyo. So the Gemara says we have a machloket. Tanakama says Hayav. Okay, I understand. Akirab Reshut Yahid, Hanahab Reshut Arabim. That's it. Or Ben Azai Poter. That's the Hadush. Ben Azai Poter. So the Gemara understands Ben Azai. Gemara says, Bishlama Ben Azai, we can understand him. Kasabar mehalech ki'omed dameh. Hadush. Ben Azai has a shita that every time a person walks, it's considered stop and go, stop and go. Therefore, basically, every time a person walks, it's akira anaha, akira anaha. So therefore, he's going from Neshuti Yachid to a Karmelit, and now he's making an Akira from the Karmelit to the Reshut Harabim. Now he didn't make a real Akira. His Halicha is considered an Akira and Hanaha, even though he didn't stop physically. But Mehalech is Ke'omed Damit. Okay, so we understand his logic. We'll go back to Rashi in a second. Ela Rabbanan, Nina me de Kasavre Mehalech Lav Ke'omed Damit. Why? Rabbanan don't hold like that. Rabbanan hold Mehalech is not ke'omed, unless you make a real akira and a real hanaha. But walking, every time you pick up your foot, does not constitute a new akira, and every time you put down your foot, does not constitute a new hanaha. Okay, that's fine. So, but still, where did you find hecha ashkachna ki agavna dechayav? All the melachot to be hayav, you have to find a similarity in the Mishkan somewhere. Where do you find in the Mishkan that they carried Reshut Yachid to Reshut Arabim Derech Karmelit? To say it's Hayav, you have to find Derech HaMekom that you're not Hayav, which is a Karmelit in this case. Where did you find such a scenario? Right? In the Midbar, you didn't have that scenario. The Midbar was an open Reshut Arabim. You had the wagons. Okay, the wagons were Reshut Yachid. That's the most you found. So let's catch up in the Shi for a second. Hayav. Hu'il velo amad besatyo lafush. En kan hanacha ela bepelatia. Right? Hakamim's opinion. You didn't stop. You didn't stop at the Karmelit. You kept on going. So you have an akira b'shut yachid. And Ana Habishuter, that's Rabbanan. We understood that without looking for a source for the Mishkan. We understand the logic. It's Yahid Rabim. Uben Azai Poter, Kede Parish, Kede Befaresh, Kasama, Malek Omed Dame, Benimsa, Neekar, Mreshute Yahid, Umunah, Besotio, Veoker, Mesotio, Munah, Beshute Rabim. Right. Once you consider it a stopover at the Sotio, it breaks it. So you went from Yahid to Sotio, Sotio to Rabim. Fine. Where do you see when you have a reshut of eter that's mafsik beemsa, that's mimuta? Okay, so we're going to have to analyze now. The Gemara is going to do some analysis to try to figure out shita of Rabbanan. Let's talk according to Ben Azai for a minute. Chaurah comes out according to Ben Azai that you'll never have a case of a guy that's walking for Amot Beshut Rabim, that's Hayav.
You always stop.
Right. Okay. And that's actually the Rushami's question. Rushami says to Ben Azai, where do you have a scenario? Because if it's stop and go, you never made a akira betchilat dalan amot and a hanacha besof dalan amot. Beholds mehalech is keomer. The Yerushalmi answers that according to Ben Azai, the only way you'll be hayav b'shut harabim for amot is you jumped. You have to say you jumped. There is a famous story. You jumped for amot. Long jump.
Olympic jump.
A long jump. So obviously it's a rare case. We understand. Rav Akiva Eger's grandson, I think Rav Label Eger, was learning with his grandfather, and Rav Akiva Eger asked him. They said, they made a gezerah on Shabbat that you cannot blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because you might come to be metaltel the shofar arba amot b'reshut harabim. So he asked him, he said, according to Ben Azai and the Yerushalmi, that means he's going to jump for amot. I mean, it's such a rare case. Now already you're turning that gezerah as remote. It was remote before Ben Azai. According to Ben Azai, you're worried about a guy who's going to come and jump for Amot and the Reshut Tarabim with the Lulav or the Shofar. So he came along and he answered. He said, what do you mean? He said, when a person's doing a mitzvah, you have to jump to do the mitzvot. He says, and if you look in the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, Ben Azai Omer, Hever Ratz Ledvar Mitzvah. So therefore you see that Ben Azai was the opinion that someone, you go to the Mitzvah, you got all excited. So therefore Adrabah, because it's a shofar, we're worried that he's going to, you know, jump to, and skip and hop to get to the Bet Knesset to blow the shofar. Fine, that's the old story. I think I saw here, brought down from the Or HaHaim HaKadosh, in one of the Sefarim, you know, how to explain this mahloket. He explains it interestingly, the mahloket Ben Azai and Hakamim. So we had in yesterday's sugya, if you remember, we talked about that not all hanahas are considered hanaha. It depends if it's omed lafush or omed lekatef. Lafush, we said, you're standing, you're resting to rest. That's hanaha. But the katef is to adjust, so that's not considered stopping. So, based on this, they want to explain the mahloket that according to Hachamim, they'll subscribe to that difference, and therefore since you made akira in one place and in the other place,
part of you walking.
So that's considered an akira b'reshut yachid and hanaha b'reshut harabim, and that's it. But according to Ben Azai holds that mehalich ke'omed. The chaurat mehalich is ke'omed, that's the way you walk. So the chaurat, why should that be considered a hanaha? That should be no different than l'katef. L'katef, we said, since that's the normal thing that a guy stops and adjusts, so if mehalik is ke'omed, that's the normal way a guy walks, that shouldn't be considered a hanaha to be to break the chayuv over here.
Yeah.
So the Orachim says, so from here you see that must be Ben Azai does not make a chiluk between Omed Lekatef and Omed Lafush. And that's the Machlokot over here.
But the Gemara didn't say that.
That's the way he's learning the Sevara. The Sevara of, he's asking a question. Mm-hmm. If you hold Malik Omed, so that's the normal way of walking. So the Chaura, that's like the Katef. If it's the Katef, you should be Patur. So you have to say it doesn't hold of the Hiluk between the Katef. And the Hakamim do hold. That's the underlying element. That means it comes out according to Rahim HaKadosh. And that's, you have to fix the Lashon of the Gemara. That really you can see even according to the Hakamim, they might be able to hold Mehalich Ke'omid. Which the Gemara doesn't say that. But you can see even the Hakamim or Mehalich Ke'omid. They just hold that Amida is considered the Katef, and therefore it broke it up. But it doesn't break it up because it's like a tef, therefore it's hayav. But that's one way.
I mean, nobody would hold it if you're walking. It's considered the omid. It's one of those scenarios. I mean, according to Ben Azai,
Even though it's like a tef, he holds that the katef is hayav. Yeah, so he holds the katef is hayav in the last sugya also. He doesn't hold that chiluk between omed lafush, omed lekatef. And Hakamim obviously do subscribe to that opinion. That's one way of learning this, the basis of the mahlok. Anyway. We're on a big question here. Our question here is, the banan say hayav. You didn't find a case in the Mishkan where you're going through a pitur area that you're going to be hayav. Normally it's yaqid terabim, hayuv to hayuv. And here you have a pitur in the middle. So there goes, where did you find it? So the Gemara says, no, we found it. We go to the Amud Rishon. Mide dehava ama'abir Hefetz Mirshut Arabim. Tashi Yoter Midalet Amot. Okay, the guy is going 5 Amot, let's say. Vechol Kama Delo Manachle Patur. Right? Until he puts the item down, he's going to be Patur. Vechi Anche Hayav. And when you put it down, it's Hayav. Nafagav De Efsik Lucha Bene. Which means that Gemara has lashon. Hatam lav afalgav de kama de nakit leve azil patur. Right. Until he puts it down, he's still patur. So he's patur and patur and patur. Ki manach le hayav. So basically, every time you go 5 amot, until you put it down, you're going through a makom petur. Technically, until you put it down, you're not hayav yet. And when you put it down, all of a sudden you're going to be hayav. So you see that you can go through a petud area and then be hayav later on. So therefore the satyor, which is a petud area, does not break the hayu of the reshute. Hachaname, lo shena. So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? Midame, atam kol hecha de manachle makom hayuvu. Which means after 4 amot, anywhere where he puts it is already makom hayuv already. Anyway, where he puts it, that spot after 4 amot is a mekum hayuv. Every spot, acha imanach lebesotyo, but the mekum of the sotyo mekum peturu. You're right. Gemara's been giving an easy haluk. The Gemara's first case was you went more than 4 amot. So you're more than 4 amot. Gemara's saying until you put it down, it's a petur. So the Gemara's yeah, but anyway after 4 amot that you put it down, it's a mekum of hayuv. It's a mekum of hayuv if you put it down. At 4.1, at 4.2, at 4.5, at 5. All this area is a place, if you put it down, you'd be hayav. Masha'enkin, the sotyo. If you put it down on the sotyo, you'd be patur, because it's a karmelit. So you cannot bring me a ra'aya from that case that you're going through a patur. It's true, if you didn't put it down yet, you're patur. But anywhere would you put it down, you'd be hayav. So therefore, it's not so comprised. But if you would put it down on the sotyo, you'd be patur. So the Gemara says, okay, just the case of drop. Ela midi davi amavir hefetz mitchilat dalid lesof dalid. Oh, don't tell you the case where you went 5. You went exactly 4. Mitchilat dalid until dalid, you patur the whole way. Anywhere that you're going to put it down in the middle, at 1 amah, at 2 amah, at 3 amah, 3.9 amah, all those areas are patur, 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 patur. If you put it down at that spot, you'll be patur. And all of a sudden, when you get to 4, you're hayav. So you see, to get the hayav, you went through patur. So therefore, just like you went to Ptur, so too over here by the Sityor, even though you went to Ptur, you'll be Hayav. Kibra says, no, hatam lav afalgav di imana. So here's the question. Kibra's question. Hatam lav afalgav di imanach le betoch dalet amot patur. However, ki manach le besof dalet amot hayav hakaname lashena. And therefore, it should also be hayav, like Rabbanan said. That Gemara says, midame hatam legabe dehay gavra makom peturu. However, lekula alma makom hayuvu. Achal lekula alma makom peturu. Which means you're right. Legabe this guy that started from Amman number one, the first 3.9 amot amakom petur. But for somebody else that started earlier, this area over here is going to be hayav, which is intrinsically the place is a reshut rabim. It's a makom hayuv. So therefore, for him it might not be, but for somebody else it is. But the sotyo, for nobody it is. For nobody, whether a guy went from reshut yahid and put it on, or reshut rabim put it on, it's a makom intrinsically that is petur. So therefore, you didn't bring me a ra'ayah yet that you're going to a makom petur. The last case you just brought me is a makom petur lehay. But it's not a mekom petur for the whole world, as I just told you. If somebody started walking from before that, these 3.9 amot already, everyone can be isur in itself. So therefore, we're back to the question according to the banan. Where do we find a case where you're going to a petur area in the Mishkan to say that you're going to be hayav?
This list, how are we
defining
it?
The sotyo. The sotyor, to everybody is a mekom petur. You can never have a chayuv in sotyor, no matter where you came from. Whether you came from a yahid, whether you came from a rabin. There's no case where the sotyor will ever bring you to chayuv. For 3.9 amma, somebody can be hayav in those 3.9 amma. So the Gemara says...
Remember, the whole thing is that it's not dumel or digle midbar. There's no logic for that in terms of that. Like you
right, said, we don't find it in the midbar.
Because technically, I mean, who cares? It's for everybody. But we're saying that it's because it wasn't in the midbar. The midbar we only saw if you went through a makom.
That's the mikor.
That's it.
Right, that's the mikor. So the Gemara says, Ela midi de'avi amotzi mirshut yahid mirshut rabim derech side mirshut rabim. All right. Now, in the olden days, they used to have, let's say, the streets, right? And sometimes the streets would get overcrowded. So there'd be an overflow on the sidir reshut rabim.
Shoulder.
The shoulder, exactly. You know where the line is, the shoulder. So they would overflow, would go over there. It wasn't really a reshut rabim, but it's called sidir reshut rabim. It's not a hayuv area over there. So therefore, the Gemara says, oh, it's no different than if a person's motzi from the reshut yachid, let's say here's the house, and he has to go through that little shoulder, like you called it, that see there, into the reshut rabim. So you're going from going through a mekom petur area. We hayav now. The Gemara says that's hayav. Hatam lav afagav di imanach le atzide reshut rabim patur. It's true. If you would have left the object in the tzide reshut rabim, clearly you'd be patur. However, v'chim imanach le reshut rabim hayav. Hakenameh lo shena. Now you have to say, by the way, just to throw in here, that they must have had this in the midbar. You have to say that there was somewhere like this. Tosfot 4.7, by the way. Tosfot says, "Midi da'abi atzidir reshut rabim v'im tomar ma pashut akayot tederich tzidir reshut rabim mederich sotyo." Why are you more happy about derich reshut rabim than a sotyo? He said, "V'yishuv the derich ba'ayit sheish tefrat tzedadim v'chenu mistamah mimishkan." Listen, it's normal to have a tzidir when they built their tents. They left the border, they left a little area there before they went to the reshut rabim. So therefore, you can assume they had that in the Mishkan. So Tosfot just says, this they had the Mishkan. Okay, they had the Mishkan, no problem. They weren't selling stuff in the Mishkan. They had a sotyo in front of their shops. So therefore, we compare it to this.
So Moses says the sotyo is like a sidin.
Yeah, it's not in reality, but it's in principle. It is. Basically, it's a mekom petur. So basically, just like when you go from Yahid, Tzidir Reshut Rabim, that you're saying is Hayav, even though if you stopped at the Tzidir, you'd be Patur, or Adin the Sotyo. Even though if you stopped at the Sotyo, you'd be Patur, but
you didn't stop.
Therefore, same thing. We found an analogy. Tosfot says that's where they lived. They lived with Tzidirs. I don't have to find a sotyo case. I just need to find an analogous case.
Where if you stop.
Where it's a Patur area. Where it's a Patur area. I mean, you see that's clear, because even from the Gemara's last proofs that they were trying to bring us was walking for Amot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
They weren't bringing you a Sotior case. They were bringing you an example that you'd be patur and then Hayat. That's all they're showing. And then I could apply it to Sotior. So the Gemara says, no, Matkif la Rabbapa, Hani ha la Rabbanan, the Amri Sidir Rishut Rabbim, Lav Ki Rishut Rabbim Dameh. It's good. All this is a great proof if you hold that Sidir Rishut is not a Rishut Rabbim. It's a patur area. Very good. You have a solid proof. Ela Rabbi Eliezer. I changed that. Oh, it is Ben Yaakov.
Loniskar.
Okay, if that's why it's in parentheses. Ela let it be the Ezer da Amar Sideh Rishu Terabim Kirshu Terabim Dame Maikale Memar. Right, according to the Ezer, if you hold it, Sideh Rishu Terabim is like Rishu Terabim, so you haven't found yet a Mekom Petur area. And Mistama, when we want to make this statement, L'kul Alma, we don't want to just say it according to one opinion. Yeah, you don't want to make a Machloket Tanim. You'd rather say that it's going L'kul Alma. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabaha bere de Rav Ika imu de shamat le Rabbi Eliezer damar sideh reshut rabim kirshut rabim dameh heka de leka hefufeh. Well, you don't have, you know, pegs. Aba leka de leka hefufeh, but if you have pegs, mi shamat le elkak lehag dam yaha. Which means there's two types of sideh reshut rabim. One sideh reshut rabim is just, it's open, it's wide open to reshut rabim. That type of sideh Rabbi Eliezer said, it's reshut rabim. But sometimes they would put pegs. They didn't want the carriages with the horses never banging into the guy's house. Mishkan had it. So it was logical they put kafufet. They put like these barriers or these impediments that they line them up. So if that's the case that we're talking about over, even the Bili Ezer will agree that those sideh are not a reshut harabim. Therefore, it's a petur area. So we're talking about a sideh, reshut harabim, alibad, kula alma, diika hafufet. And we found the case for Rabbana. You want to catch up on Nashi for a second? David, you want to meet Nashi's again? Echa deleka hefufeh. Okay, that's the Eruvin case. That's where the Bilei Ezer said it's a Shut Rabim. However,
right.
You don't want the agalot to knock down the walls. So therefore they put these things here so that it keeps them away from the walls. Okay. That's it. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan said, "Umodeh ben Azai bezorek." Okay, so ben Azai is modeh that if you threw from the chanut to the platya, derech satyo, the hayav. Why? Because it wasn't nach bekarmelit. It's very good. His whole sevara was what? Exactly, mehalleh ke'omer. So therefore, you have a stoppage in the karmelit, but by throwing it. If you don't know the kluta, so therefore went from the shuti ahi to the shuti rabim, did it karmelit, so what?
It's like jumping the
person. Right, it's like jumping. Hazak baruch. Tanya nemeche, hamotzi, mechanut lepetlatia, derek satyo, hayav. Echad hamotzi, vechad hamachnis, vechad hazorek, vechad hamoshit. That's Rabbanan. Anukai went from the ahi to rabim. Either you went Yachid to Rabim, Rabim to Yachid, Derech Sotyo, or you threw something, or you were Moshit. Rabbanan say all cases, Hayav. Here's what we need. Ben Azai Omer, Hamotzi v'machnis patur. Hamoshit v'zorek, Hayav. Moshit is the same thing. Moshit, you're passing something, exactly. So there's Akira and Hanacha. There's Akira and Hanacha, without any stopping in between. So therefore you see that Ben Azai is Modeh Lekabeh, Zorek. Ben Azai says patu because of mehalek ke'omer. Even if you had it, nothing to do with that. He just holds mehalek as ke'omer. If you in the mishkan, if you went from your house to the shoot and carrying something, you wouldn't be hayav either. Because not because they didn't have the mitziut, it's because mehalek ke'omer. It's as if you stopped in the Sideh, and you went from the Sideh to the Rishut Rabim. So therefore there's a stopover. If there's a stopover, and then you're patur, called the Ben Azai.
I have to say there were also places where they did build the Rishut HaYachid up to the border, otherwise Ben Azai wouldn't have the case.
They built the Rishut HaYachid, right, they built regular Sideh Rishut Rabim.
No, but the Ben Azai is poter if there's a Sideh Rishut Rabim. No, is what you're saying?
And the banana mechayev.
But Ben Azai also needs a case where it's hayav. Then according to Ben Azai, you never went from Rishut to Yechid to Rishut to Rabim in the Mishkan.
They had the reality, but you patur in the Mishkan also. That's why you patur over here, because Mehalek Omer. You had the reality, but see Utelet, see Rishut to Rabim, but since he holds Mehalek Omer, so you patur in such a case. It doesn't care if they had it in the Mishkan. That rule of Malik Omed stops you.
So, but according to Ben Azai, there has to be a case in the Mishkan where they were Mutsi Mishut Rishut.
They didn't always go to the Exodus.
I'll tell you. Rabbi Haskel Avronsky says that what's the Sevara of why is it Asur to walk for Amot Mishut Rabim? To carry four amot b'shut rabim. Chaura, the Mishnah says, we'll see it in Klal Gadol, Mutzi b'shut b'shut. So he comes along and says that the Sevara, even walking four amot b'shut rabim, is Mutzi b'shut b'shut. Because he says, interesting Sevara, he says, Rishuto shel Adam is four amot. That's your Rishut, legabe Mitzi'ah, legabe Kinyanim. So when a person goes from outside of his four amot, that's also an inyan of Motzi Mirshut Rishut. That's working under the same guidelines. Okay, so that's also a type of Motzi Mirshut Rishut that Ben Azai has. But he had also the regular Yachid Rabin without the Tzideh. You know, not everybody had a Tzideh. All I got to find is one block in the Midbar that had a Tzideh to make it, you know, good for Rabbanah. Okay. Anyway, that's a nice thing about Avraham Haskel Avramsky and how he learns about what the Shuta Rabin.
The Bayit is one
right.
That's why you can walk for
in the house. Tanu Rabbanan. That's correct. Tanu Rabbanan. And now we get to the famous Braita, Rabotai. Dalid the Shuyot the Shabbat. Okay, the four the Shuyot of Shabbat. Now, not all of them are the Oraita, obviously, but there's four the Shuyot that we have to contend with. Rishut Yachid, Rishut Rabim, Mekarmelit, Umakom Petur. Stay tuned. Ve'ezo hi Rishut Yachid. Definitions. Haritz, Shu Amok Yud, Verachav, Dalid. That's a haritz, that's a ditch. So it's 10 deep, 4 wide. Or the opposite, above ground. Ve'chen Geder, Shu Gavua Yud, Verachav, Dalid. So basically, the Shiur of Rishut Yachid is 10 by 4.
This is not a typical classic case of Rishut Yachid.
Well, they're giving you a thing of
the minimum.
What because you think it's because there are four walls and something like that?
Rishut Yachid, simply.
This is the ultimate Rishut Yachid. This is it. This is where it starts. Right. 10 by 4, it's got to be that. Then we'll start talking about a big area with four walls. That's already Hadushim.
No, but I'm saying a typical Rishut Yachid is a house or a...
That's
a ditch
and
a...
Yeah, I'm giving you a hadush. That's a big hadush. That if I throw into that ditch, I'm going to shoot.
No, that's what you're saying, but it's not the simple case. It's not the classic.
Yeah, I don't know why not. I don't know why it's not the simple case. If I need to tell you 10 by 4, the house is not going to tell me that. If I would have said a bayit, I would never know this.
Right. From this, you know bayit. Okay.
It's the minimum size, of course. I need to know the minimum size. House, I would say, okay, house, private domain, okay. What about a ditch? Nah, it's not a house. Nobody lives now. Now, of course, the Mekubalim, which we learned this a million times already, that they say, why they call this a Shuti Yachid? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shem is Yud Ke Vav Ke, which is four letters. And when you do the Miluyim, Yud Vav Dalet and Hey Yud Vav Yud Vav Hey Yud is 10 letters. So the Shem of the Yachid is actually 4 by 10. So therefore, that's what we call the Shut HaYachid. It's the Shut of the Yichudot Shel Olam is based on these calculations, and that becomes the Shut HaYachid Legabe Shabbat. Now the Gemara doesn't call it the Shut HaYachid. It says, Hare Zuhi the Shut HaYachid Gemura. Now that we're going to have to ask on the Gemara later on. What do you mean Gemura? Is there a Rishut HaYachid? It's not a Gemura, but it's a Gemura. Fine, stay tuned for that. Ve'ezu hi Rishut HaRabim. Seratya upelatya. So Seratya, as she says, Misila sholchim ba me'ir le'ir. So these are throughways that, you know, connect the two cities. And pelatya rechava shel'ir. You have squares in the city that are wide, let's say 16 amma, where people get together to sell their wares. Okay, so big streets, big squares, or thoroughfares that go from city to city, streets that connect cities to city. Yeah, but obviously you can explain. Seratya uPlatya Gedola. Umbo'ot Amfulashim. Mivu'ot, we know what a mivu'ot is, right? When you have a chaser, and you have a chaser, right? Two chaserot. To get out of the chaser, you have an alley, right? That alley, if it's open on both sides, to the Rishut Terabim, so that's considered also Rishut Terabim. Okay? So Rishut Terabim Gemura. Again, Gemura. And once we know these two Rishuyot, we have a halakha that's going to come now. En Motzi'in Rishut Terabim Zu, the Rishut Terabim Zu, it can be Motzi, or Ve'en Machnisin. Rishut Terabim Zu, the Rishut Terabim Zu. Ve'i Motzi, Ve'chnis, and if you did any of those, Beshogeg Hayav Hatat. The Gemara, of course, will ask Peshita. We know the laws already. If you do something Beshogeg Hayav Hatat. Bemezid Anosh Karet. That's without a, hatra'a. And Beniskal, if he has a hatra'a, sekila. Beautiful. So we got so far, Rabotai, two out of the four. The Braita continues. Aval Yam. Yam is the... is the oceans. Ubik'a would be like a valley. Ve'istavanit. What is istavanit? She says, again, it's these satyos that we talked about. That's another way of saying it. Istavanit. Yeah. It's a satyo. It's these satyos that you have in front of the stores, these benches. Ve'akarmelit. That is strange, because these are karmelits. So the Braita is saying, and it come as if it's another item, although these are karmelits. Enam lo kreshut rabim velo kreshut yachid. Okay, it's neither here or there. Ve'en nosin ve'notnim betocha. But still, you cannot be noseh ve'noten to the karmelit. Im nasa ve'natan betocha patur. Fine. And if you brought something from it, so you're going to be patur. Ve'en motzi'in mitocha kreshut rabim, or from it. You cannot transport. Not only to it, but from it. Good. So anytime you have a karmelit in between, we say over here, it is going to be patur. Right? That's the karmelit that we mentioned above. Fine. Now look at Rashi before. Right? En nosim venotin betochan, which means even through them. Forget about from them and to them, but through them.
Betochan is in them, no?
Through them. In them, through them. We're saying the same thing.
No, within. I mean, you're not passing through.
I'm not saying passing through. Through them. Kelomar, as she says, en metatelin bahen. You cannot carry through them. Ela betoch arba'amot, the same way you can carry in a Rishut Terabim. So you're limited even in the karmelit. So you're bika'ah. The bika'ah is the Grand Canyon. You can only carry on Shabbat up to 4 amot. It's the same din as a Rishut Terabim, the rabbis, but midrabanan. So you cannot carry to them, through them, from them, in them. All drabanan. Continue the bright rabotai. Hatserot shel rabim. Okay, what is hatserot shel rabim? The hatser. In the olden days, how did they live? They had a bunch of houses, a bunch of homes, and they had the courtyard in the middle. So that's called a hatser. That belongs to the rabim. It's not a reshut rabim, the raita. It's got all the houses around it. How do we treat it? Umebo'ot she'enam mifulashim, and that's a mavui. That has a wall on one side, so it's not mifulash. It's not open on both sides. It's a dead end on one side, right? They block it. So here, min haTorah tzeh reshut yachid. Min haTorah tzeh reshut yachid. It's got four walls, but it smells a little like a reshut rabim because it's shared property. Like the chaser. Everybody shares the property. Although it's yachid, it's all privately owned. But Achamim made a gezerah that if we let you carry from the house to the chaser, you can carry maybe from the house to a regular reshut rabim. So they said in this case, we will allow an adjustment. The adjustment, of course, we know is called an eruv. So you can make an eruv chaserot, and you can make a shituf mavui. Again, only in cases where at least you have, like you said, three walls. In the Mavul, you have three walls, right? The two sides plus the wall in the back. And the Hasen, is actually all four walls. Hasen is closed. So therefore, an adjustment of an Eruv will help. Yeah, well, it's not a fifth domain. It's not a fifth domain. Tosfot asks about a fifth domain, but it's not a fifth domain. This is a. It's an adjustment, right? So the Shuta is an adjustment. It gets an adjustment. Right. It's not a fifth domain.
It's a
Shuta with an adjustment. It's like going. It's a Shuta Yachid A B. Put it under the Shuta Yachid. It is a Shuta Yachid. It's a Shuta Yachid with an adjustment. So put that in A, in one. In the Shuti Yachid, Shuti Rabin, Karmelit, Mekopit. In the Shuti Yachid, we have a Shuti Yachid, a subcategory that gets an adjustment. Right, it's not a new item. Anyway, Mutarim, if they made it Eru, Lo Eru, Asurim. Okay, Adar. Now, what's the only one we're missing? Mekopit. Okay, good. You know what? Let's read Rashi over here. Rashi gives a nice explanations over here on this Eruv business. Start from over here, David. Hatser shel Rabim.
Shepetuchina Hatser Batim Rabim. Hatser Petucha v'Reshut Rabim.
Right.
B'nei Habatim Yosim Derech HaHatser v'Reshut Rabim.
Okay, that's right. They go from the Hatser out.
Mevo'ot she'era mefulashim, she'roshor ha'al satum.
Beauty, the Hatserot on both sides exit their Hatser into the Mavui, called the alley. They go out.
Redbu kol habatim shel Hatser yahad bepat v'chen inyan hamavui imedbu haHatserot hapetuchot lo yahad.
Right, so that she's just giving you the rules here. The Rubei Hatserot is all the batim and the Hatser join, and Shetufei Mevuot is the Hatserot themselves have to join with each other in order to make the Mavui one. Rabotai, Men HaTorah, the Mavui is Reshut HaYachid. This is just an adjustment that's needed in Lebanon. Why? Tashi.
Mutarim, Lehachnis lehosim en habatim lehaser, vechem en hahaserot lemavui.
However, lo edbu.
Hu asurim, mepnei shehabayit miyuhedet lebaaleha.
It's a lot of private domains here.
Lehaser reshut lekulan.
Lehaser is shared. It's communal property.
Okay,
so it's a siyag la'Torah. There you go. It's a perfect siyag, which means you can misjudge a common area with reshut rabim. You walk into the Hazir, you see everybody running and then walking in the Hazir. 50 houses, 100 people in the Hazir. Well, I can carry from here to here. Well, there's Shuta Rabim. You can go to the Shuta Rabim. A fence. With the fence, make an adjustment so you know this is different. This is your answer now. Benny, be there, she please.
Behach nota lav mechiluk ta'ad rishuyot hi, deben ilbor, uben shelo ilbor, rishut yachid hi, vahamosim et uchol rishut ragum
chayav. That's right, it's a rishut yachid. It's a rishut yachid. Right, but you're right, it's a rishut yachid. That's right, the rabbi just made you need, even without that eruv, it's still a rishut yachid. The guy threw from the rishut rabim to the haser, chayav. Then you make it eruv. Still reshut yachid. Hazak baruch. Okay, rabotai. Let's get to this pekot petur. Adam omed ala iskupa. That's like the stoop in front of the house. But the stoop we talked about yesterday was like a karmeli. But the stoop we're talking about over here is the mekot petur. Look at that she. Omed. Bahuts, if a guy stands outside from the Askupa, notel mi ba'ala bayit, then notel no. Right, so there's a house, there's a stoop in the front, and there's a Shuta Rabim. So it says, notel mi ba'ala bayit, then notel no. Notel ma'ani, then notel no. Ubelbad, shelo yitol mi ba'ala bayit, then notel na'ani, ma'ani, then notel mi ba'ala bayit. Bim natan, natan, then natan, shloshtan peturim. Beauty. So you have the ani outside, you have the balabait inside, and you have this askupa. If the guy's on the askupa, so now the askupa guy can give to the balabait give to the askupa. No problem. How to come in?
We're not going to
on this transfer. Or the ani who's outside, the shutrabim, he can give to the guy in the askupa, and the guy in the askupa can give to the ani. he is going from Ptu to Rabim, Rabim to Ptu. However, they made a gezerah, the Ani cannot give to the Askupa, and then the Askupa give to the Malabite, or vice versa. Why? The Chavrat should be okay. You're going from Yaqid to Petur, Petur to Rabim. The rabbi's obviously going to step in over. And they said that if you did it, between Natal and Natan, if they did this transfer, Peturim, Patura Balasur. Now, look at the sheet, David, read up. Hazak, the stoop that extends from the house is not more than four tefachim. It does not extend more than four tefachim. That makes it a mekom petur. Nice svara. It's batel to both rishuyot. It's no man's land. It's batel to this, batel to that. So therefore, you can't call it anything. So therefore, they can't call it carrot. Over that, unbelievable Rashi here about that. Pay attention to this Rashi.
The mizalzel the isure Shabbat the chatchila the grom hosaa mereshut hayachid mereshut harabim.
Unbelievable! It's a zilzul of Shabbat to figure out a way to transfer from yachid to rabim. You know you're not allowed to transfer to yachid to rabim. Well, you figure out a way to the askupa. This is what's the zilzul?
You might
go direct. So the zilzul, even if you didn't go direct,
weaken in your eyes, and then that's why there's a gezerah.
The zilzul is before you. The isur d'oraita. The zilzul is you're doing something that can lead to a isur. The isur is not called a zilzul. The isur is isur, but to do something that could lead to an isur is called a zilzul.
Is that she giving me two reasons? One is zilzul, one is gezerah?
No. He's telling you that, exactly, why is it mizalzil? Why is it a zilzul?
Only the opposite. Why is there a gezerah?
Why is there a gezerah?
Because it appears to be
zilzul. No, I'm not going to make gezerah to a zilzul. Zilzul is going to lead me to the isur. That's why it's a zilzul.
Okay.
Otherwise, why is it a zilzul? Mutar. It's 100% mutar. He's saying, no, but it's a zilzul. Okay, beautiful. Acharim Omrim, Eskupa, Meshameshet Bet Rishuyot. Interesting. Acharim has a shita that says the Eskupa can go both ways. What do you mean? Bizman Shapetach Patuach Kenefnim. The door is open to the house. It goes like the house, Shuti Achid. Petach Da'ul, if the door is closed to the house and sealed, Kilahutz. Okay, so therefore he puts it in both both zones. Sometimes it's the Shuti Achid, sometimes Shuti Achid. But tail to that.
It's absolutely not.
It follows.
It's either hot or cold.
That's right. It's either the Shuti Achid based on the door, open or not. Okay, that's a different story. If it's 10 and 4, Harez Reshut La'atzma. Now, look at that. She was in Harez Reshut La'atzma. 10 by 4, that's
a reshut
yachid. Okay, kedush. The chaurav is a reshut b'fna atzma. You should be able to carry from the house to the askupa. I'm going yachid to yachid. The Gemara later on is going to say, but you still can't. You still can't. Reshut b'fna atzma. It's a separate reshut. So now we're going to learn later on that it might be a suit to go from a yachid to a yachid. Because this is a reshut b'fna atzma. It's a reshut yachid. But Gemara will say, why should that be forbidden? Stay tuned. Rabotai, now that you got this long braita, that's all the braita. Now we got to break it apart and go through each line and analyze. Amar mor, suhi deshut yachid. Okay, first case. After we gave the deshut out of 10 by 4, either the bik'ah or the gedet, we said, zuhi deshut yachid gemura. When you say that, you're coming to apukeh somebody. You're coming to say, not like the other rabbi said. So the Gemara says right away, Lime'ute, no, it says, Amar mozui reshut yachid, Lime'ute mai, what are you coming to be? Mema'et. So it says, Lime'ute had Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda has an interesting shita. Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to hold that min ha-Torah, a reshut yachid, you just need two walls. Two walls makes it a reshut yachid. You don't need three. It's a big hadush. So that's why they're going to come along and say, this is an issue, Tiyachid, and not what Rabbi Yehuda said, where you have two walls over there. That we don't go with. But he says, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani Yeter Alken Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Yeter Alken. What was Yeter Alken? You have to know what he said before we get to the Yeter Alken. Meaning it's like saying, more so. But what was the so before you get to the more? So Rabbi Yehuda was in Eruvin. He was talking about somebody that's walking in the Shut Rabim under an overpass. Got that? Under an overpass. Now, he looks at the overpass that the walls come down. Right? So the Pi Tikra Yored Vesotem. So if it comes down, so basically under the overpass is a perfect Reshut Rabim. Four walls. Everything comes down. So therefore, not only did he say that you can carry under the overpass, because it's Reshut Rabim, that's Pashut. Yet in Alken, even...
Because it's
Reshut Ayachid. But he said even more. You don't need four walls. What did he say? Yet in Alken Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishi Yeshlo Bet... Batim b'shne tzidei reshut harabim. Beautiful. You have two homes on other sides of the street. There's a wall of a home, and there's a wall over here. And you own the same owner. Oseh lechi mikan velechi mikan o koram mikan vekoram mikan venoseh venoten beemsa. Beauty. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, min haTorah etzei reshut hayachid. Why? Two walls. Two walls makes it. I have a street in the middle. Doesn't matter. That street is Reshut Hayachid. However, Midrabanan, at the end of the street, put a two lechis. Or put a. At the end of where the street, where the house are, where the homes are. At the end of the house, which is to make the wall. At the end of the house on this side, at the end of the house on this side, put either a lechi, a beam, or put a cross beam across. And what will that make it? As if it's a third wall. Although you don't need that third wall. Menatorah. So what is he saying really? That the Reshut Hayachid is only two walls. Menatorah. Continue. Lechi mikan. We're going to read Rashi. Lechi mikan velechi mikan. O koram mikan vekoram mikan. Venoseh venoten beemsa. You can carry. Amru lo, the rabbi said, en me'arvin Reshut Rabim bekach. Rabbi said, what are you talking about? This is a Reshut Rabim. It's two walls. You have nothing. You cannot make an Eruv on a Reshut Rabim. V'amai karu le gemura. So why did the rabbis come along and say that their Reshut Hayachid is the Reshut Hayachid gemura and nothing else? Ma'udetema ki peligi rabbanan de Rabbi Yehuda de lo avi Reshut Hayachid hanimidi letaltel. Which means maybe they're going to be mahmid and say, listen, I'm going to tell you that it's not a Reshut Hayachid legabe tiltul. You cannot go from Rabim to Yachid, and you cannot go from Rabim Yachid to Rabim. That will tell you legabe that it's not a Reshut that is a Reshut Rabim, that it's considered Reshut Rabim. Aval lizrok module, but maybe lizrok the Mahmir. Maybe if you threw from the Reshut Rabim into this area over here, maybe Rabbanan will say, I have to be Mahmir to consider it a Reshut Hayachid. Pause for a second. Kamash Malan, it's not a Reshut Hayachid for anything. It's not a Reshut Hayachid ben letaltel and ben lizrok. It's not a Reshut Hayachid at all. Now let's read Rashi. Lechi mikan.
בשתי פאות של אחד מן הבתים והקב בעמה וכסבה רבי יהודה בית מחיסות הבו רשות היחיד מדאורייתא.
So בנדורא you don't need nothing.
והעיקה שתי מחיסות מעייתה מחיסות של בית בתים.
Right.
So, but he's saying that why is the הקב on שתי פאות של אחד מן הבתים? I would have envisioned it would be at the corner of one house and the corner of the other house, so it's on both sides of the street.
But no. You have a house here.
Saying lechi here, lechi here, instead of
right. Here's the wall. Close us up.
No, he's not saying let's close us up because that would be lechi in one house, lechi in the other house. He's saying shte peot shel echad min habatim.
That's what
lechi. Two corners of one of the houses. This is one house. So it's
okay.
He's saying two.
That's what should be. That's when that's the heker.
I would think the heker should be.
No,
one end. Oh, both ends. Okay, sorry. Both ends. Sorry. Okay.
Okay, there you go.
מה עוד אתם עקיף תגיד הבנה לא ידעתי ביהודה בבריתה ואין מעלמין רשות הרבים בכך ומהווה רשות היחיד הנמיר לטלטל שיהיה מותר לטלטל בתוכה כתקטני אין מעלמין רשות הרבים בכך תגזו בה בשום תדאמר לרשות הרבים
which means maybe the Rabbanan that said that this is רשות הרבים when they say it's רשות הרבים and it's not called רשות היחיד הנמיר לטלטל שיהיה מותר לטלטל בתוכה כתקטני אין מעלמין רשות הרבים בכך The gazur ba mishum, the dami, the reshut rabim. Aval lezrok, shazorek mishut metocha, modu ledehayav, the shtem mechitzot deoraita, the shem reshut rabim aleha. Exactly. Which means, I would have thought that maybe the Rabbanan will say that the gabe throwing something from the reshut rabim into this area, maybe it's considered reshut hayachid. Maybe they just said, I'm not going to let you fix this area to turn to a shoot hayachid, because it looks like a rabim. I'm not going to let you fix it. But I agree that it's really reshut hayachid. If you threw something into it, you're going to be hayav. Kamash malan, it's not reshut hayachid at all. Kamash malan, gemura, kelomar.
זוהי שנגמרו מניין מחיסות שלה, שיש לה מחיסות מכל סעד.
Like a חריץ.
חריץ.
Like the חריץ. חריץ is a closed ditch. וכן.
גדה, דעמיין מדלת סדדין, גודסי פני המחיסה על ראשו. ונמצא ראשו מוקף מדלת סדדין.
The same thing on the גדה. It's considered like it's all enclosed. It's all enclosed.
חללו דלת, אבל דרבי יהודה לא נגמרו מחיסות שלה למניינן, ולאו רשות היחיד היא כלל.
Right, which means according to the Biyuda, you need two solid mechitzot to make a reshut hayachid. Whereas according to the banan is going to say no. In order to make a full reshut hayachid, you need to have three mechitzot, four mechitzot, like the case of the haritz and the geder. So let's go back, Rabbanan. Let's go back, at least three. So let's go back. Why did somebody would ask you? Why does the Rabbanan say? Harezu reshut hayachid gemura. You tell him la'apuke shitat Rabbi Yehuda. Why? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? If I have two homes, finish, you're good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could carry from this home to the other home. There, it's reshut hayachid. Min haTorah, you have no problem over there. And by the way, and also, if I throw from the reshut rabim into this area, hayab. Hayab, it's Yahid. Get it good. There's two dinim. If you call it a Yahid, you have a Heter and you have a Isur. The Heter would be, I could carry from this house, across the street to that house, because it's all Yahid. Also, you have a Humrah now. If I throw from the Rabim into this area, I went from Rabim to Yahid. Not only throw, if I walked from, I carried from Yahid to Rabim, or vice versa, it's Yahid. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But he says, but I need to adjust it. How do you adjust it? You put a lechi by the houses. Fine. And what does that basically do? Creates a virtual third wall. Fine. Rabbanan come along and tell Rabbi Yehuda, oh, this is a Shut Rabim over here. This street over here is a Shut Rabim. En Arbim, Shut Rabim, Bekach. Why is it a Shut Rabim? What makes it Shut Yahid? Oh, so why does he say the Haritz Shut Rabim Gimura? Because I would have thought that maybe Ligabe itself, the people over here on the street, I'll say it's really looks like the Shut Rabim, because there's people walking back and forth and it's open and all that. But maybe Rabbanan were Mahmir Ligabe throwing something into it that we would call it a Yahid and therefore would be Hayav. Kamash Malan, it's not a yachid for nothing. It's not a yachid letaltel betocha, and it's not a yachid lezrok letocha. Even the Humrah, they don't say it. It's not at all. Maybe the rabbi says, we hedge. I said, it's a yachid. Maybe they're right. They can't throw into it. Maybe we'll tell you, you can't fix it with an eruv, but it's really a yachid. Kamash Malan, it's not. To make a yachid, it's got to be yachid gemura. And what is yachid gemura? A haritz or a fence. Now, how is a fence yahid gemura? the Shul Damim Geruma, because we say that the walls of the fence come down, so it's like it creates a box of around it. The walls come down, therefore it creates its own domain. Exactly. Okay, Rabotai. But keep in mind, by the way, it's a very poor shita to remember to be with that. There is a shita in Shabbat that two walls make it a shita. Maybe we can use it for, you know, sleep. And especially you have to be with that. It says two walls is enough. But the right, it's important not to have that shita in your head. Don't reject it so fast. Okay, let's continue. Okay, Amar Mor Zuri Shuta Rabim. Right? We said now what's the Shuta Rabim? Sinatia, Flatia, Mavui, Mifulash, all these cases over here are the Shuta Rabim. The Me'ute Mai, the Me'ute Idak de Rabi Yehuda. Again, this is the Shuta Rabim. Obviously, coming to exclude something else. The Biyuda Omer, Imaita Derek Rishut Rabim, Mafsakatan, Yisalekena, the Stadim, Rachamim Omrim, Eno Sari. Beautiful. Which means, this is a Rishut Rabim. La Puke Rabbi Yehuda's case. Rabbi Yehuda's famous case is the Pasebi Ra'ot. You have a boar.
Well.
The well is a Rishut Yahid. Problem is, Oler Galim, on Shabbat, used to come. And they want to get water. Problem is, the area that they're bringing the water to is in Shuta Rabim. So they cannot draw water. Because you're taking from the well to the space. So it's Hotza'ah. So what did the rabbi say? Well, you build a fence now around the thing? It's too difficult. They told you could build four L-shaped items called Pasim. L bracket here. Here's the board, right? Put an L over here, an L over here, an L over here, an L over here. And that's on the ground. So basically you did a wall going this way, a wall going that way, and all the sides. So it's as if you have four walls, and the Rabbanan say, this turns this area into the Shut HaYahid. Therefore, I'm going from Yahid to Yahid to have the water, no problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have no problem. I also agree with this Kula called Pasib Bira'ot. However, if the Rabbim, you know, they're still going through it, it breaks the walls. So therefore, you got to put a detour sign. You have to put a sign detour for them to go around it, for these walls to be considered legitimate. And Hakamim say, we don't care. Shoot the Yahid, let them go through it. It's not going to break the walls. So therefore, when he says, this is a Rishut Rabim, this is a Rishut Rabim, La'apuke Rabbi Yehuda, that he calls the Pasib Bira'ot case of Rishut Rabim. If the Rabim is Bokeya Betocha. No, that's not. The Shuta Rabim is what I told you. Satya, Platya, all these other cases. But the Biyuda has an additional Shuta Rabim that I don't agree with. Rachamim is talking. What's that? The Pasibiro with the Rabim passes through. Rabbanan said, that's not the Shuta Rabim Gemura. That's the Shuta Rabim. That's what they have to say. Zur Shuta Rabim la'apuker Biyuda that has another Shuta Rabim that Rachamim do not subscribe. Ivantim?
Once you have the partitions.
Good. Because once you have the partitions, you have the partitions. Now she... We'll deal with a question in a second, but let's get to these two dots here. So the Gemara says, "V'amai karulu gemura." Right? Hare zur eshut rabim gemura. What is a gemura? Aidi detali eshut gemura. Tanenam isefa gemura. Good. Since we said eshut yachid gemura, so we said eshut rabim also gemura. Right. V'lechshov namim mitbar. Oh, here's the fifth one, Benny. Why don't you cut the midbar? It's also the Shuta Rabim. Especially when the Jewish people were in the midbar. Wasn't that the Shuta Rabim? So the Gemara says, Tanya, Ezu, the Shuta Rabim. Seratia, Pelatia, Gedola, Mevuot, and Funashim, Beham midbar. So you have a bright that clearly includes the midbar. But Rabbi Yehuda, Kashia, come as much as Shiru, Mevidbar, come as much as it. It all depends.
The Hamidbar.
Right. Very good. Hamidbar. Which means, when Bereser were in the Midbar, in the Kanami, that was the Rishut Rabim. Today there's no Jewish people in the Midbar. It's not it. Now, we just have to do one more Rashi over here, one time. David, read this Mafsak. Read. Yes, Mafsaktan.
The Pasebi Ra'ot, the Perek Bete Erubin, the Hekilu Hachamim, Ishum Ole Regalim. The board b'reshut harabim, the habor atzma reshut yachid, shehi amukayud, b'rachba dalid. והם ממלא מתוכה ומניח על ספתה חייב. והקילו חכמים לעשות דלת פסין וביניהן יור עמות. Benehen yir amot.
Between each pass,
less than
ten or less.
Tehave halalo reshut hayachid.
The space in between the biraot is called the reshut yachid. You can take from the well to that area.
The malot min havod bekamar biyehuda im hayta derech reshut rabin mefasetan isale kena me benehen.
Dito the people from going to the pasid biraot.
Deatu rabim umbatle mechisata.
Good. Now that's the Gemara. Now she just tells us. Wait for Eruvin. The Gemara is going to ask a tremendous question from this on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. What's the question?
How come Raminan did Rabbi Yehuda? Did Rabbi Yehuda? Did the El Da'aman or Seven or Ten Be'emsa? Did Lo Atu Rabin or Batlin Mechizot? Rabbanan did Rabbanan.
What's the question? Above you told me you have a street. You have a street with two walls on the side, and there's people going in the street back and forth. There you didn't say that the Rabbim is mevatel the mechitzot. And over here, you come along and tell me, we have four walls, and you tell me the Rabbim is mevatel the mechitzot. Now you're soter yourself. And over there, Rabbanan, you said, that's not an issue because the people are going through it. And here, you don't care about the people. Rabbim is going to... The answer according to Rabbi Yehuda will be, listen, I got two walls. I got two walls. Once I got two solid walls, finish. I don't care about the beam anymore. Here, you got sketch walls. You got the Pazim Biraot. These are not walls. These are not walls. These are adjustments we gave you. Adjustments, you got to be... Whereas the Rabbanan will come along and tell you, there you only have two. Here you have four. So therefore, what do you want? I'm not worried about the... In other words, each one will answer the Shita. That's the question that she asked of Eruvin. And we have an answer. Okay, we'll stop on it.
Rabbi, won't you get...